Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thank you for joining me today to learn more about how to succeed with style. Joining me today is Jill Spiegel, who is the author of a great new book, How to Talk to Anyone About Anything. Now, this is a real terrific read. I've got to tell you, I've really enjoyed it. It's just packed with wonderful secrets on how to connect with people. And Jill, I want to welcome you to the Chic Perspectives show. We're so excited to have you with us today.
Elizabeth, I'm so excited to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So this book has gotten a lot of attention. Well, all of your work has. I mean, you've written several books, some of the early ones with some great titles. Tell me, how did you get started down the path of being such a chic entrepreneur, if you will?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we'll start from the very beginning. I have always felt a passion to connect with people, and I've always felt there was a magical connection every time you reached out and started to talk to someone. So connecting with people came really natural to me. And my great-great-grandfather founded the Spiegel Catalog, so I came from a family that encouraged me to really see my connection skills as something valuable. So I felt this mission to teach everybody the power of connecting, because I found that so many opportunities came my way just by reaching out and starting positive conversation. Sometimes I would call it even being flirtatious with people. So I wanted to put all these skills to the test. When I graduated from the University of Michigan, I took a job selling knives and cutlery door to door, Elizabeth, at my mother's outrage.
Get out, Jill. I did the same thing.
You did? Oh my gosh, what a riot.
Isn't that terrific?
Well, it was really a great experience. Did you have a good experience?
Absolutely. Oh, it was fantastic. I say that it really laid a lot of my entrepreneurial foundation. Absolutely.
It really does, because, right, you really own your own little business, you, and you're tracking your own sales, and you're making your sales calls, and you're really in a positive environment. And I broke sales records, so they started asking me to make speeches and train other people, and I thought, you know, I really do love to teach people the power of connect, and I love showing everyone that they can do it in their own style. So in 1990, I started my own business called Goal Getters, and that was my motivational platform, and I started writing seminars and writing books, and some of them, you're right, the titles were so fun. Like my first one was called Flirting for Success, and I have one called Flirting with Spirituality and The Flirtologist's Guide to Dating, because to me, flirting means having a playful, fun connection with people, and when you do that, success flows right to you. And it's also flirting with your imagination. That's such a powerful energy you have to create, or flirting with your intuition, which is this invaluable inner guidance that we've all gotten. And then a few years ago, and those books, like you said, were really successful, and I got on Oprah, and they were translated overseas, and then it was really exciting when you follow your dream and you do it in your own style. I love the way you say that. It's amazing how everything you need unfolds. So a few years ago, I started giving this seminar, How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, The Secrets to Connecting, and first I was having it for adults, and they got so excited, and it kept selling out. They said, we've got to bring our teens, because you should be learning this early on. So then they were bringing their families, and it kept selling out. The people said, please put this in a book. And that's why I purposely wrote the book for readers and non-readers. You read it in one night, and it's life-changing, because I want everyone to get that information quickly if they need to go out and connect. So I'm really excited that it's doing so well, because we all have the power to do things, like you say, in our own style, that life magically puts people in our path that we're meant to meet, and that we've got all these invisible forces working with us. Like I said, your imagination, your intuition. And so it's just so much fun to see how everything is working with you when you follow your dreams.
Absolutely. And magical is the right word. I mean, you've really developed a formula kind of for magnetizing exactly what you want in your business and in your life. And I love how you talk about putting together, you know, creating really powerful connections with people. Because you can have great ideas, but if you can't powerfully communicate and connect with other people, you're not going to be able to get far. I mean, it really is one of the most powerful things that you can do to grow your business or your career. Talk a little bit, Jill, about some of the instant connection techniques that people can use to instantly hit it off with people, because you have such a great, you know, personality, and, you know, I can see how it's easy for you. Some people it doesn't come that naturally to. Talk about how they can adopt some of these techniques.
Elizabeth, every single one of us can be that type of person that walks in the room and radiates that type of special something where everybody says, who is that? I just feel so good around them. I just know I can go right up to them and talk to them. They make me feel so good, because we always connect with people even before we've spoken or said a word. So it all starts with how you connect with yourself. I'm going to show everyone in your audience right now how to use an incredible power called mind messages. I start off the book with that right away. It's using the power of thought to radiate that energy of connection. So like I said, that all of us can be that type of person that radiates people to us wherever we go. So here's the three steps to creating that mindset of instant connection in chapter one of Jill Spiegel's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything. Okay,
all right, bring it on.
The first thing you do is you need to send yourself mind messages of warmth and confidence. And those are messages that capitalize on your natural personality. So if you're a shy or reserved person, you were built with that personality for a reason. You've been told your whole life, you've got to overcome shyness. It's bad. It's a detriment. The reason this book is flying off the shelves is because I've shown what you're doing. What I love, Elizabeth, is that your key word is that shyness is not bad or something to overcome. It's something to be embraced, and it's a style. So if you're shy or on the way to your networking event, you say to yourself, I'm gentle and I'm healing and I love to put people at ease. That way you automatically radiate those beautiful gifts of shyness which Princess Diana had and Jackie Kennedy had. You use that to make people feel so good, and you come from your heart. I'll show you how to do that. So first, send yourself mind messages of warmth and confidence. And for me, it might be, I'm dynamic, I'm joyful, I'm so excited to radiate that to people. The second thing that you do is you imagine connecting with everyone, and you make that your mission. This is an ancient art form. Athletes use this. Michael Jordan, always imagine the ball going through the hoop. All of you chic entrepreneurs now who have your own business, it started with you imagining it. So before you go to the event, imagine connecting with everyone. Make it your mission to connect. And what happens is you're coming from an energy of power, passion, and purpose, so that the minute you walk in the room with those thoughts, everyone sees the energy on your face through your own style, but they sense that excitement that you have, and they're so excited to talk to you. Because so many people make the mistake of walking in the room going, what does everyone think of me? That's when you're disconnected from your highest gifts, and that's when people disconnect from you. Then the third thing you do, Elizabeth, with these mind messages, the minute you walk in the room, the minute you notice anyone, send them a compliment with your mind. So you may see a woman and think, oh, I love your smile. You may see a guy and think, oh, that's such a sharp suit. They see your face light up. They feel warm energy from you. They see that you're excited to see them, and you automatically connect. So when you practice living the mindset of instant connection, it becomes automatic for you, and you're radiating this energy of connection wherever you go.
That's amazing, Jill. And I love how you really talk about the energetic aspects of it, because there is so much that goes on sort of behind the scenes or not seen to the naked eye. It's the thoughts that you're having in your head and how they're connecting with the thoughts in other people's heads. So I love that you're talking about working on an energetic level like that. Talk about what kind of a difference that makes, or what difference it makes when we have positive thoughts or radiating with a positive light versus a negative light, and how that influences the type of connections that people make when they're meeting new people, or even who they're attracting.
Oh, definitely. Well, all of us are radiating an energy that comes from the thoughts that we think about. So if you're very open to people and you're excited to meet them, your energy is open. People feel that. And you see, energy is contagious. Science has now proven that if you're around somebody who's depressed, you feel depressed. If you're around somebody who's really happy and excited about life, you feel that too. So all of us can create the energy of connection by using that mindset that I talked about. And I don't really believe in anyone is bad or anyone is negative. We often are taught those as labels to identify somebody that may be bringing us down or draining us. But the beautiful thing about connecting is anyone that you perceive as negative or bad has a story behind them. And I teach you on how to talk to anyone about anything, about understanding that, so you can connect and understand you no longer will see anyone as bad or negative. You'll understand that it's coming from pain or it's coming from a wound. For instance, one time my husband and I took a train trip to New York City. We were meeting up with one of the biggest companies, you know, Broadway Video, who does Saturday Night Live. And we were so excited. We took a train trip. We were in this great mood, and we were seated across from a woman we never met. And I said, hi, I'm Jill. And my husband went, I'm Joe. And her opening introduction, Elizabeth, was, I hate men. Now, when you meet somebody like that who says something so negative, yes, so challenging and rude about a group of people, it's easy to label them as negative. But all negativity is really pain expressed. It's coming from a wound or a fear. That's one of the biggest secrets to connecting. And one of the best ways to connect with someone like that is ask them questions, because they're craving understanding. If someone says, I hate men, they're saying, I'm wounded, I'm craving understanding. So we said to her, you do hate men? What happened? Why? She said, my dad ran out on me when I was 5, and my last boyfriend cheated on me. And we said, oh, my gosh, that is so challenging. No wonder you feel that way. And she lit up the minute we gave her empathy. People are so craving to be understood. And then this is one in the book I talk about. The magic phrases that win everyone's trust are empathy plus encouragement. So once we showed her that we understood her, we leaned in and we go, you know, it is really inspiring that you've had this journey, yet here you're going solo on this trip. It's amazing. And she lit up and we connected the whole meal. And when it was over, she pulled me aside and goes, well, I guess men aren't so bad. You found a great one. So that just goes to show you how we were thinking positive thoughts and we were looking to the depth of how to connect with her. We knew that her energy was painful, and if we labeled her, then we became that. You know, if you meet somebody who's difficult and you go, what a jerk, then you're in that dense energy. But if you look deeper and understand it's a cry for compassion, you can elevate and change and shift the energy that they're feeling. Or another time, in How to Talk to Anyone of Anything, this is under 10 Ways to Transform a Difficult Conversation, but this happens to all of us on the road to success, Elizabeth, and we all are. I went to a networking event once and I met a guy and I asked him, you know, what do you do for work? And he folded his shoulders, turned his nose up at me and went, let's just say I make a lot of money for a lot of people. Now, we all encounter people who brag like that, and bragging sometimes ignites the energy of competition, because energy is so contagious when you're around someone that says, well, I sold 30 units in my business today. You sometimes feel like you have to go, oh, yeah, well, I sold 32. It's just because energy is so contagious, it can ignite that in you. But now when you know the secrets to connecting after reading my book, you know that person who's bragging is craving to feel important, that it's such a sign of insecurity, and you're here to connect. You succeed by connecting with everyone and elevating whatever they feel. So you say to them, oh, I said to him when he said, I make a lot of money for a lot of people, I said, you do? That is so amazing. That must be so rewarding to help so many people. And he went, and he lit up, and then he became human because he really just wanted to feel valuable, and he came across somebody that looked into his heart and said, I see a, you know, the real secret inside of you. And then he wanted to know all about me, and he became so human. So, again, when you're on that wavelength of connection, you send out the energy of connection, you understand the meaning behind what people are doing and how they're communicating, and you can shift any difficult energy into the energy of connecting and harmony.
Wow, Jill. This is really powerful stuff, and I can totally see how developing these connection abilities really transforms a person and their business. Tell us a little bit more about how you can leverage these skills in the digital age, because so much of communication now is being done, you know, on multi-platforms. How can we use this same power that you're teaching us of how to really powerfully connect with people and translate that into digital age format, whether it be Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or video blogs or whatever is out there? How does some of this information translate to that world?
Okay, love it, Elizabeth, and thank you for all your support. It's just keeping me going. I love it. Okay, so in the digital age, sure, you might be typing something out, or you may even be saying a sentence in shorthand, but the ideas still convey the deeper meaning of the message. So, for instance, let's say, okay, that you, whether you ran, okay, you started to talk to someone at a networking party, okay, and they said to you, Elizabeth, I just feel like we're so in sync. We have to go out tomorrow for lunch and talk about how we could combine our businesses. I'll pick you up at noon. Okay, somebody,
okay.
They're so excited about connecting with you that they jump in right away and give you the plan. But Elizabeth, you are so busy right now that you couldn't possibly clear that in your schedule. So what you sort of have to politely do is say no to that person. You're not rejecting them, but you want to make them feel connected to you. At the same time, you're not able to say yes right now on their offer. You see
right. I mean, this happens to me all the time.
And I hear
about it a lot with my clients, too, because as they continue to elevate their level of success and step out more into the spotlight, you have more and more people who want to spend time with you. And
Absolutely. You have tracks.
Exactly. Right. And you don't want to offend anyone. You want to still do what you can to build some kind of a relationship, but you have to guard your time. So how do you decline without ruining, you know, or damaging the relationship?
Absolutely. Okay, the idea is we're all alike inside. We all want to feel valued. So anytime you gently need to say no to someone's offer, you're going to use the magic formula and how to talk to anyone about anything, and that's compliment, feedback, compliment. So bringing it full circle to your question about how do you still stay connected, you know, in this digital age, whether you're texting somebody shorthand, you're doing this over an email, or it's in person, you always start with a compliment of what you really appreciate about them so they feel like that's what you notice most of all. You enjoy them. They feel accepted, valued by them. Then you go into the feedback, which now they really are open and receptive to hearing because they feel so supported by you. Then you end with a compliment to leave them on a high note and also leave the door open to reconnect and over that lunch or whatever. So if you were in person with somebody and they said, I'm picking you up at noon, we're going out to lunch, you would say, and you would get right in there with empathy and a compliment. You'd say, oh, yes, I can see why you're so excited to go out to lunch. I, too, feel connection. Yes, that our businesses could collaborate, and then they feel so excited that you see it too. Then you don't use the words but, because when you say, I can see you're excited too, but, you know, then they think, oh, they didn't mean what they just said.
Right. So you reverse the energy or the emotion there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cutoff. So you want to replace the words but with at the same time. So you say, oh, I see why you'd want to go out to lunch. We do totally click. At the same time, my calendar is so full right now, I couldn't possibly shift things around. These have been set in stone for a month, so it has nothing to do with the person. It's your schedule. Then you say this, but give me your card or give me your email because it changes. I'll let you know, and then you end on that compliment. And I am just so excited that we got to connect because your energy is so contagious. I'm going to be carrying it with me all day. And that way, people really feel the support from you because your no was just sandwiched in the middle of support, and you left the door open by saying, if it changes, I'll let you know. And if it was like you were just paying a compliment in a text, you might just write you instead of Y-O-U. It'd be you, the letter U, and shorthand for great. So the idea is you're still going to communicate these concepts, but you can do it in the language of the medium that you're in. And, I mean, even when you send, sometimes people get involved in an email and they think they suddenly have to sound like a lawyer. You know, I don't know what it is about getting the computer, but then...
It's something about typing that makes us feel
makes
like we're,
do that.
We have to be very official about it.
Yeah, or sometimes when people, like, are looking for a new job and somebody say, what do? They end up talking like a resume. We need to remember when we're connecting, it's always the best way to connect is be your most human self. The top three qualities of connection are warmth, genuineness, and empathy, really being yourself. So even when you have to, even when you're typing an email, still be yourself. If you're typing someone an email on a Monday about wanting to see if they're going to file a report on Wednesday, you can still say, dear Elizabeth, happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hey, about that report. So we're all still human, whether we're texting or we're emailing, and add that human touch. Think about how would you be human in a conversation. If you're in between, if you're looking for your dream job in the computer world and someone says, you know, oh, what do? You could say, well, I'm into IT. I like to press on the DYBY, you know, whatever. You know what I mean, Elizabeth? You can talk like a computer. Or you can say, like a human being connecting to another human being, I am so passionate about computers. I love being on the cutting edge of that industry. I've always worked in that industry, and my destiny, I know, is in that industry, so I'm just exploring any opportunities that I can find. Just talk with passion, and I have a section in that on how to talk to anyone about anything. When people ask you, what do? Answer that with passion and purpose about your job and your interests. So somebody could say, what do? And you could go, I'm a designer. But that doesn't invite a connection. Or they could say, what do? And you could say, I'm so excited to own a business in design. I love lighting up people's life with colors and textures. I also love to play tennis. See, because that shows you're a full person with passion about your business. They believe in your business now. But by showing them your interest, you create balance. And people are inspired by that. Then they know you're really successful, and you also open the door to connect with them on more topics.
And I love your formula for answering the question, what do you do? That alone is, you know, worth the price of the book. It's really brilliant because so many people end up really closing the door on conversation when they answer that question, whereas you really show how to open the door wide open and invite even more of a deep connection. So that's terrific. A couple more questions. We're running out of time here. Unfortunately, I'm having so much fun talking to you.
Me too.
I've got to ask. I mean, you absolutely have, well, as People Magazine said, Jill is infectiously charming and energetic. I can certainly see why Lifetime TV called you the perkiest woman in America. Jill, you're amazing. Where do you get your energy and your passion from? What can our listeners learn from your wonderful attitude that they can adopt for themselves?
Well, I am just so excited to share my mission with people. So anytime I get talking about, you know, my books and my seminars are a platform for my message, which is we're all connected to each other and we're all connected to the magic in life. So I get so energized to share this, and then I just keep meeting people that have examples about that too. They'll say, I was sitting next to someone on an airplane and it ended up being my soulmate. Or all of a sudden they opened up a fortune cookie and what it said inside was the key line that I needed to get me through my business day. So what I love to do, I love your chic entrepreneur tip. Are we there yet?
Yeah, let's go ahead and share your chic tip with everyone.
Yeah, we'll jump in because all my books, this is woven into all my books. Today we were talking about how to talk to anyone about anything. I have a book also, Flirting with Spirituality. All my books teach you the idea that life puts people in your path that you're magically meant to meet. I went to a party once. I didn't know anyone. I saw a shy woman across the room. I felt curious about her. That's how your intuition speaks to you. You start to feel curious. You notice something. Your intuition is nudging you when that happens. I go up to this girl. I say, hi, I'm Jill. You just introduce yourself. She goes, hi, I'm Beth. We talk for 10 minutes, and afterwards she said, it's amazing, Jill. You look like my brother. You talk like my brother. You even have the same goals as my brother. Long story short, Elizabeth, I married her brother.
No
way. He's been my soulmate for 16 years. He's my husband. He's my business
partner. And he's your business partner, too. I know, because I was going to ask you what it's like working with your husband, because that's fantastic.
Oh, it's so much fun. We just love living our mission together and living every day together and sharing our work together and creating and inspiring people. It's just so beautiful. And you can see him on the back of my book on my website, jillspiegel.com. He's so gorgeous. I'll admit it. He really is. But yeah, so anyways, so that's how I met my soulmate. So when you talk to people on airplanes, and my business partner, when you talk to people on airplanes, when you talk to someone you're waiting in line with at the bank, when you say hi to someone that you're walking by as you walk the lake, it's amazing how those connections not only give you an amazing exchange of energy, but they're going to lead you to your dreams. So start reaching out, connect with everyone, get Jill Spiegel's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, The Secrets to Connecting, and it shows you how to do it. You read the book in one night. It's life-changing. Go get a journal, and this is one of my tips as well, and start in your journal. Write down anything interesting or anything you read or anything that inspires you, because whether it was something you heard on TV or you read it in a newspaper or your child said something incredible or you found a coincidence in a song, whatever it is, when you write down what inspires you, you stay inspired to live your dreams, and also you always have something interesting and inspiring to share with someone else. So when they say, what's new, you don't fall in the pit of shame and go, nothing, same old, same old, which is a total disconnector. They say, what's new? And you say, oh, I read the greatest tip last night in my fortune cookie. I opened it up and I was looking for some inspiration and it said, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And that person you say that to says, oh, that's exactly what I needed to hear. You're so inspiring. I want to buy your product. So start buying that journal, look for the coincidences, the connections, and how you can be inspired by everything. Then use that to start reaching out and start positive conversations after you read my book, Jill Spiegel's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, and you'll see that life is here to help you make your dreams come true. And also, Elizabeth, I just want to say on my website, jillspiegel.com, that's S-P-I-E-G-E-L, we have PayPal, so you can order our CDs and books right off there. The book is doing great on Amazon.com. It's one of the top communication books, and it's on sale there. And it's sold so fast out of bookstores that if you need to get it to the bookstore, just go in and request Jill Spiegel's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, and they'll order it for you.
That's awesome. All right, terrific. I think everybody, if you didn't get the website, we'll have it on our website. Thanks so much, Jill, for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you.
You too, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad you're teaching all of us how to do it in style.
Thanks. Wishing you much chic success. And this is Elizabeth Gordon signing off from this episode of Chic Perspectives. Thanks for tuning in today. For more episodes of Chic Perspectives, check out thechicentrepreneur.com. We'll check you next time. Until then, wishing you all chic success.